It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, April 24th, 2018. It's the birthday of American poet, novelist, and critic Robert Penn Warren, born in 1905 at Guthrie, Kentucky, in Todd County, near the Tennessee border. Warren was one of the founders of the New Criticism. He was also a charter member of the Fellowship of Southern Writers. He founded the literary journal The Southern Review with Cleanth Brooks in 1935. And he received the 1947 Pulitzer Prize for his novel All the King's Men, as well as Pulitzer Prizes for poetry in 1958 and 1979. He is the only person to have won Pulitzers in both fiction and poetry. Warren's mother's family had roots in Virginia, having given their name to the community of Penn's Store in Patrick County, and he was a descendant of Revolutionary War soldier Colonel Abram Penn. He graduated from Clarksville High School in Tennessee, Vanderbilt University, summa cum laude, in 1925, and the University of California at Berkeley in 1926. He pursued further graduate study at Yale from 1927 to 28, and obtained his Bachelor of Literature degree as a Rhodes Scholar from New College, Oxford, in England, in 1930. He also received a Guggenheim Fellowship to study in Italy during the rule of Benito Mussolini. That same year, he began his teaching career at Southwestern College, now Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee. While still an undergraduate at Vanderbilt, Warren became associated with a group of poets there known as the Fugitives, and somewhat later, during the early 30s, he and some of the same writers formed a group called the Southern Agrarians. He contributed the Briar Patch to the agrarian manifesto I'll Take My Stand, along with 11 other Southern writers. In the Briar Patch, the young Warren defended racial segregation in line with the political leanings of the agrarian group. However, Warren recanted those views in an article on the civil rights movement called Divided South Searches Its Soul, which appeared in the July 9, 1956 issue of Life magazine. A month later, he published an expanded version of the article in a small book called Segregation, The Inner Conflict in the South. He subsequently adopted a high profile as a supporter of integration. In 1965, he published Who Speaks for the Negro, a collection of interviews with black civil rights leaders, including Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Warren's interviews with these leaders are at the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History at the University of Kentucky. His best-known work remains All the King's Men. Its main character, Willie Stark, resembles Huey Long, the radical populist governor of Louisiana whom Warren was able to observe closely while teaching at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge from 1933 to 1942. All the King's Men became a highly successful film starring Broderick Crawford and winning the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1949. Numerous other honors followed, and in 1980 he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Jimmy Carter. Warren lived the latter part of his life in Fairfield, Connecticut and Stratton, Vermont, where he died of complications from bone cancer on September 15, 1989. He's buried there, and at his request, a memorial marker is situated in the Warren family plot in Guthrie, Kentucky. "For what is a poem," he said, "but a hazardous attempt at self-understanding? It is the deepest part of autobiography." I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for April 24th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.